Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
And play a drinking game with Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. Kendall, what could they take a drink for? They need to split into teams.
Whenever you sing.
Whenever I break into song, whenever one of us breaks into song. Whether,
or a belch.
Every time there's a belch and a ding together.
Yeah, one player does it, has a belch. And one player has a belch, one player has a ding.
Here they are again, Cliff and Kendall, those two big old boys from, whatever.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, are you stuck in a rut over there?
You guessed it, Cliff. I'm in a huge, enormous rut. It has to
the
be
the world's
huge
biggest
to fit,
rut?
Yes, to fit my enormous self. That's most of the reason I'm in a rut.
Kendall, I think that I must be breaking some sort of fire code. Because you know how, like, if you own a business, you have these drop-ins, and people like to see about the fire codes, like, yeah. Well, you have too much stuff on this wall, or this thing's too close to that heater. My body is so close to my pants that, like, the waist of my pants is rubbed like I have, like, one of those, like, zip cords on it, and you've pulled it as tight as you can go, and it just won't go any further, and you can't move it. That is how tight my pants are around my waist.
Well, now that we've had a 15-minute soliloquy on Cliff's pants, let's talk about being in a rut. Now, hold on, Cliff. Before we start, I think that our listeners probably thought, they probably read the description of this show and they thought, the two best people to get me out of a rut are Cliff and Kendall, because they never say anything negative about dying or anything.
No. Kendall, sometimes we salute the elderly. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do shows where we're in Bethlehem. And through all of it, our message is one of love and self-confidence and positivity. And we just love everybody except the goddamn Republicans.
And the Pope. Take that, Pope!
Orange. But everybody else, we just love, we want you to love yourself. Lady Gaga has said that she wants her fans, when they think of her, to love themselves. Like, for it to be just a response. And that's what we want too. That's the second of my soliloquies
for the day.
Welcome
back to the Tony Robinson Motivational CD. It is now time to change to side two. Oh, Cliff.
Tony Robinson, that's me.
That is you, Cliff. You are always inspiring people to look up and to not think about death, Cliff.
Why don't you live your best life out there?
Cliff.
What are you saving your best self for?
Oh, I don't know. I hope something great, Cliff. I have four tips.
Kendall, what is this show about?
I have four tips to help people get out of a rut if they're in it, Cliff.
Oh, I've got some rut tips too. I'm going to get y'all out. I'm going to put, we are that hand reaching over into the abyss.
I thought you were going to say reaching down your pants, Cliff.
We're that hand giving you the reach around.
I'm giving Cliff
into a new and better life.
The first tip I have for being in a rut to get out of it, Cliff, is to set short-term goals. Because if you're looking at things like my weight loss from a huge far away, it gets very daunting and it makes you depressed.
It seems an insurmountable goal. It does.
It is an insurmountable goal, Cliff. But if people think just 2 pounds in the future, say, I want to lose 2 pounds this week. That will help you out of your rut and your weight loss. We're going to be talking much about weight loss today.
All our listeners who are stuck in a rut, listen up. Because I want you to stop waiting to be rescued from your situation. Others might help, encourage, support, and even cheer you on, just like we're doing. You can do it, everybody.
You can do it.
You out there.
You.
But ultimately,
you talking to me, Cliff?
The only person who can genuinely change your life is you. No matter how many times Kendall and I do self-help episodes like this to help you, you are in charge. you.
Nobody can do it for you, Cliff. They said that for a reason.
They said that for a reason.
That was a lovely song. Cliff, the next thing you can do is... What?
What is the next thing I can do?
Reduce your fear of failure, Cliff.
Yeah.
When you are afraid of falling, you freeze up. But it's helpful to remember an old saying in the Silicon Valley out here in California. If you're going to fail, fail fast and fail cheap. The quicker you recognize that things are going to get better, Cliff, the more money you save, and the sooner you can get on to something that works.
Oh, kiddo, I hate that Republican stance of that mantra.
I didn't realize they meant to save money. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
No, fail. What I think is, even if you have made a mistake, you should be proud of yourself. Because if you have made a mistake, that means that you tried.
Yeah.
And if it is so much better to make a mistake than to not try. Kendall, this is some more advice. Our writers have gone to the well and brought back gold this week.
They are so good. You
know, so often, I have thought this. And now, what you want to do if you're in a rut, you need to get involved in a project other than yourself. Because we are so self-absorbed. And if we're unhappy... We're just going to think about how unhappy we are, right? Like you and I do.
Yep.
Like we're fat and all we can do is think about how fat
we are.
We're
so self-involved.
But sometimes that. But then sometimes the answer to overcoming some of our issues is to not focus or obsess about our stuff. We need to get on and get involved with doing something for someone else.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Oh, put that on your Christmas card, everybody. But now, because if you want a surefire way to feel better about yourself, do something good for somebody else.
Yeah, go,
and
go.
You will feel so much better.
Yeah, go to a homeless shelter and help them out. Do something that makes you feel good.
Give a toy to a tot, whatever you can do.
A toy to a tot. Cliff, you can hedge your bets. Because
hedge them.
If you
hedge
always
funds.
Have a...
Kendall, Republicans have written all of your tips today. Did you get these tips from Fox News?
Cliff, our writers work for Fox News on the side. Cliff, if you always have a plan B and sometimes a C or D, you can find that having a backup plan will reduce your sense of hopelessness.
Oh, okay. I think that is a backwards jab at Obama's stimulus program.
Cliff, my backup plan is to have someone lock me in a room with no food for weeks.
Yes, it'd be like the Saw movies because we'll have to eat our own fat bodies.
Well, thank God somebody's gonna get rid of our fat bodies.
Kendall, I want you to break the pattern of your routine.
Oh, I have many routines, Cliff.
Judo chop them in the face. Now, because one thing that'll surely liven up your life will be taking a new route to work or listening to a new radio station. How about trying a new flavored coffee?
Our new podcast, cliffandkendall.com.
The Cliff and Kendall archives you might want to hit up. Did you hear our salute to the elderly? Are you in the know? If not, I think you might want to break the pattern of your routine.
Break it. Break it down.
Break it. Kendall, you fake it till you break it is what I say about getting out of a rut.
And that is no joke, Cliff. That's no joke.
It's not.
Neither are these, Cliff. Do you have a joke for me, Cliff?
Kendall, do I have a joke?
Or three.
Do I have a joke? Do I have them? Does anybody have a mirror? Kendall, a young girl, gets married, and a few days later, her mother goes to visit. And when she knocks on the door, she is shocked and appalled to see her daughter open it naked. Now, what are you doing? Mama asks. And the daughter, she says, Mom, it's my love dress. Don't you like it? And Mom says, well, I'll just come back in a few weeks when the honeymoon is over. And when she goes back a couple of weeks later, Kendall, she is once again shocked and appalled because her daughter is in the nudie naked when she opens the door. Now, what are you doing? the mom says, and the daughter says, "Mom, it's my love dress. It keeps the marriage spicy if I wipe my naked genitals on everything in the house." Later that night, Kendall, the mom decides to try this love dress thing for herself.
Oh.
And when her husband comes home, he gives her the same reaction. He says, "Well, honey, what are you doing?" And she gives him the same answer that her daughter gave her. She says, "It's my love dress. What do you think of it?" And her husband thinks long and hard and says, "Well, I think you should have ironed it, you old bitch."
Wait, Cliff, I have to tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
That is an oldie, but a goodie. And the last time I told it, the last time I told it, I said the exact same joke. But as you were telling the joke, I was laughing to myself because I thought, when he gets done, I'm going to say, "Oh, well, I have a love dress. Mine's just wrinkled." And then, as we approached in the joke, I remembered telling the joke, and I remember the outcome. It was in my head the whole time.
Oh, what a great anecdote that was about our lives and the inner workings of our mind.
Cliff, a man walks into a store.
Huh? Oh, ouch.
With his 8-year-old son. They happen to walk to the condom display, Cliff. And the little boy, we all know him, Cliff.
Oh, won't anybody think of little Johnny and teaching him the proper way?
Cliff, no, they will not. Okay.
Oh, no.
So, Cliff, the man, when little Johnny asks him about the condoms, the man very matter-of-factly says, "Those are called condoms, son. Men use them to have safe sex." So, little Johnny says, "Oh, I see. So, yes, I heard that in health class. Somebody's trying to teach him the proper way."
God bless you.
So then he looks over the display and picks up a package of 3, and he says, "What are these for?" And the dad says, "Well, those are for high school boys. One on Friday, one on Saturday, one on Sunday." And little Johnny says, "Cool." He noticed a pack of 6-packs, and he said, "What are these for?" And the dad says, "These are for college men. 2 for Friday, 2 for Saturday, and 2 for Sunday. And then little Johnny says, "Wow, then who uses these?" And he picks up a 12-pack, Cliff. And I know a little bit something about this. With a sigh, the dad replies, "Those are for married men. 1 for January, 1 for February, 1 for March.
What a great joke. And Kendall, when I first told that one many years ago.
I know it was an oldie but a goodie. You didn't give me a chance to tell you.
I just had the most interesting thought process, just like you did when you thought about that other joke.
Mine was interesting.
It was interesting. Kendall, when her husband passed away, the wife put the usual death notice in the newspaper and added that he had died of gonorrhea. Ooh. And once the daily newspapers had been delivered, a good friend of the family, an FOF, phoned and complained bitterly. Now, you know very well that he did not die of gonorrhea. He died of diarrhea, which is a terrible way to go. And replied the widow, "Yes, I know that he died of diarrhea, but I thought it would be better for posterity to remember him as a great lover rather than the big shit that he really was."
When I told that one, Cliff, the story that I thought of. Let's see if my next one you told, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, is it a bulldog eating mayonnaise?
Oh, you guessed it. You guessed it, Cliff. Damn it. All right, Cliff. This blonde.
Oh!
Her name was Anna, and she had a near-death experience. The other day when she went horseback riding, everything was going fine, Cliff, until the horse started bouncing out of control. She tried with all her might to hang on, but it threw her off, Cliff. Now, just when things could not possibly get worse, her foot got caught in the stirrup, and when this happened, she fell headfirst to the ground. Her head continued to bounce harder and harder as the horse did not stop or even slow down, Cliff.
She is an idiot.
Just wait. Cliff, just as she was giving up hope and losing consciousness, finally, the goddamn Walmart manager happened to walk by and unplugged the horse, Cliff. What a stupid blonde that bitch was. Or what a bitch that blonde was, I mean.
What a bitch that blonde woman was.
What Kendall, a blonde that bitch was, yeah.
Now, I know that you did not tell this one because...
Because it has nothing to do with heaven or pearly gate.
It's an anecdote of my life.
Okay.
Saturday morning, I got up early. I put on my long johns, and I dressed quietly. Then I made my lunch. I grabbed my faithful dog. I slipped quietly into the garage to hook up my fishing boat to the truck. Proceeded back outside, Kendall, into a torrential downpour.
Oh, it's like now in L.A.
snow. There was snow, Kendall, mixed with rain, and the wind was just blowing 50 miles per hour. And I pulled back into the garage, turned on the radio, and discovered that the weather would just be just like that, awful, all day long. And so I went back into the house, quietly undressed. I noted what an eventful day I'd been having so far. And then I slipped back into bed. And there I cuddled up to my wife's nudie naked back, now with a different anticipation. And I whispered to my wife, "The weather out there is terrible." Ooh. And she sleepily replied, "Kendall, can you believe my stupid f***ing husband's out fishing in that shit?" What a bitch my wife is, Kendall. Why have I not divorced her?
Now, Cliff.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were married. Cliff, a second grade teacher decides to teach sex ed to her class. She starts out by drawing a penis on the chalkboard, Cliff, and asks the class, "Does anybody know what this is?" And as we've spoken about earlier, little Johnny says, "Yes, my dad has two of those." And the teacher says, "Are you sure about that?" And little Johnny says, "Yes, he uses the small, skinny one to go to the bathroom, and he uses the big, long one to brush the babysitter's teeth, Cliff."
Oh, Kendall. What a joke.
I thought you were going to say, "When I told that one."
Well, I don't remember what I was thinking when I told that one. What is invisible and smells like carrots?
Oh, a vagina, Cliff?
Rabbit farts. When a rabbit farts into a vagina.
I'm just expecting every joke of yours to be vagina.
What did the ghost say to the bee?
Oh, vagina, Cliff.
Booby.
Oh, I say that all the time, Cliff.
Kendall, why did the fish get kicked out of school?
I don't know, Cliff. Why did the fish get kicked out of school?
He was caught smoking seaweed. And finally, Kendall, finally. How can you tell when a woman of the fairer sex is having a bad day?
Oh, I don't know, Cliff.
Oh, well, you can tell that if she has her tampon behind her ear and she can't find her cigarette.
Oh, a little nicotine right up in the vajayjay. See, I knew there was going to be a joke about a vajayjay before it was over, Cliff.
I was trying to wait and let it build to a climax.
No pun intended, Cliff, although it was.
No pun.
Cliff, it's time to go to break. I've got to take a break.
Thank the Lord. Thank the good Lord above for this break.
We'll be right back after this.
Holy, holy, holy.
Don't go jumping around the directory. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is at war. We're at war with terrorism, we're at war with racism, and we're at war with ourselves. And we're beginning a new war here at Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. The war on texting while driving. Scientists have proven time and again that accidents happen 5,000% more often if you are texting while driving. Protect yourself. Protect your fellow Americans. Listen to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast while driving. Don't text. What's more important, your life, or saying LOL, right? Because you don't know how to end a textual conversation. Think, America. Don't text while driving.
And now, welcome back to the show.
Get out of a rut.
Into a new and better life.
All right, Cliff, we're back, and I'm feeling better. Already, just from the tips that we've given to our
listeners. Kendall, I want you to promise me something for this second half of the show.
Okay.
I want you to promise me that you're going to go hard or go home.
Cliff, I always go hard. always.
What if we see now? I feel like if you and I were spokesmen for like a deodorant, that would just be our slogan: go hard.
Or a condom product.
A condom.
Go hard or go home, Cliff. All right, Cliff.
Go hard.
Is that something that I should know? No, go ahead. Sorry. I'll do that again in a minute. Go ahead. I'm jumping right into it.
That's good. It reminded me how I need to go ask our writers to give me the things you should know for me this week. It just reminded me of that. I would say if we sold our deodorant on the Logo Network, the gay channel, our line would be "Go hard, homo."
It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know. And now, here's your host, Cliff and Kendall. Oh, Cliff, don't you feel so regal with such a entrance to our segment?
I do feel regal.
I feel like
regal.
Johnny Carson walking out on the stage.
Here's
Fatsos.
On Cliff and Kendall Cloud to Cloud, you know they've gotten Ed McMahon to step in to the...
That's right. He'll be the announcer in heaven, Cliff, on the cloud.
He's the announcer.
When was the world's oldest dildo in Pakistan and pre-Hindu found? When was it found?
1940.
Cliff, no! This may shock you. 4,000 years before the birth of our Jesus Christ, Cliff.
Oh, my goodness, Kendall. Would you rather...
This is things you should know, Cliff. Get your shit together.
Funny thing about things you should know. My writers didn't send me any this week.
Oh, Cliff.
Kendall, would you rather eat a live chicken face? You'd have to eat the face while the chicken is alive. Or would you rather ice skate naked during the NBC's broadcast of the lighting of the Rockefeller Center tree?
I would rather dance in front of the Rockefeller tree, Cliff. Because I'm not going to eat a face, even though enormous.
What an ethical answer. I love it.
All right, Cliff.
Yeah.
Back to things you should know. What western U.S. city, Cliff, is dubbed the Valley of 10,000 Buffets? Not Nashville, not your house.
Any city? That where you and I are at the same time.
No, Cliff, it's Las Vegas.
Whoa, I want to go even more now.
Have you ever been to Vegas?
No.
Other than the time we went?
Other than when we did that one show, but we had Mr. Steinbottom, he was cracking the whip. He made us leave
us
right after the show
out the
was
casino.
Over.
Cliff, there are more buffets than you could check a stick at. Oh, hello.
All
right.
Imagine all of that I would be doing. No. Well, would you rather eat 12 pounds of rotten olives or drink goat urine?
$1,200.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to drink any urine. Shit. All right, Cliff. What southern
that didn't
state?
Convince you.
What southern state lures outhouse enthusiasts? Wait a minute. No. What? What southern state lures outhouse enthusiasts to a legendary five-holer by a 19th-century church in Nash County?
Nashville.
No, Cliff, do you think there are outhouse enthusiasts in Nashville, North Carolina?
The state of Nashville.
No, that's who lures fat enthusiasts to your house. And finally, Cliff,
finally.
I'm just going to start this by saying it's not you, it's not me. Those are not acceptable answers, okay?
Fat, some huge fat,
350-pound actor in The Score repeatedly referred to the director Frank Oz as Miss Piggy. See, those are all things that sound like us. Although, we've never met Frank Oz. So, there you go. Start.
But on one long ago previous show, I did spend a few minutes talking about how one of us was Elvis and one of us was Marlon Brando.
You are correct, Cliff.
But not when they were young and good looking. When they were old and possibly just dead. Well, is how we look.
That's what he did, Cliff. Just like we would have done had we been the star in that movie.
How wonderful.
And Cliff, that's all the time we have today for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for
would
more.
Would you rather?
Things You Should Know and Would You Rather? Cliff, that was so much fun that we had two different segments going on just then.
People don't know what to expect.
I think we blew people's minds.
I think we got a few people out of a rut. Because you know what? That was not a rut that we were just in. It was a new place.
We're all about helping people, Cliff. Not only do we help them out of a rut, but it's time for our new segment, For the Health of It.
For the health of it. Oh, y'all. Did you know that this is our favorite part of the job, helping people? But this is a whole new way to help them, Kendall.
We are here to serve, Cliff. We are here to serve.
Now, we may have done this segment 100 times, but I like to reintroduce every segment for the people who are just listening for the first time. And I feel like it gets me out of a rut.
It does. Well, yes, it does. Cliff.
Yeah.
Do you know one way that you can be healthier? Laughter.
I want to hear what you have to do. Importance of laughter.
Well, Cliff, you know, we are well aware of various exercises, scrubs, or lotions that will make us look younger than our real age. Many of us do yoga, jogging, swimming to keep our bodies fit. But when it comes to our eyes, we are totally blank. Are you totally blank when it comes to your eyes, Cliff?
I'm drawing a blank, Kendall.
Most of them don't have any idea. So you can also exercise your eyes, you know.
By looking at porn?
By looking at porn, Cliff. Or
foot porn.
Or for doing exercises. You don't have to go to a gym or somewhere else, but you can exercise your eyes. You can pick out a comfortable chair. Okay? Sit on it.
All right.
Rub your hands till you think they're good and warm. And then close your eyes and cover your eyes with your hands. You don't put any pressure on your eyes, and you don't cover your nose, but you rub your eyes very slowly, focus on black area, and remember a happy incident. And do this for 3 minutes or more, and that will exercise your eyes into being healthier.
Kendall, people could be doing that all throughout our show, and that's what a happy memory you'd
be living
right there.
Or they could be closing their eyes and rubbing somewhere else.
Oh. And you're on our fan favorite FU segment. That's what they always do.
Yes.
Kendall, scientists at Cliff and Kendall Labs believe that eating purple fruit may help ward off age-related diseases such as Alzheimer's, heart problems, and even the big C, cancer. Chances of getting multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's can also be reduced by consuming blueberries, blackberries, black currants, or plums, according to a study by Cliff and Kendall Labs. Now, they think that 1 to 2 of the recommended 5 daily portions of fruit and vegetables should be purple fruit. Kendall, let's go purple. Let's have that be one of our new campaigns. Go purple, America.
Well, Cliff, I gotta say,
go purple or go home.
I've gotta say, it's a good thing that I eat absolutely everything, because everything in there has some sort of benefit to it. Blueberries, arrowroot, the kitchen floor.
The kitchen floor.
All right, Cliff.
Old salt packets from Wendy's that you find underneath the car seat.
I love those, Cliff. I miss Wendy's. All right.
Now, I had a Frosty the other day.
Oh, I haven't had a Frosty.
Not here or nor there.
I've had a Frosty. I don't know when. Cliff, then the other thing you could do to stay healthy is to keep your nails healthy. And you know how to maintain healthy nails?
With a nail clipper.
Yes, Cliff, that is exactly what I was going to say. That's it. No. Cliff, you can moisturize your nails regularly.
Oh, you've got to moisturize.
And now here's the one that we don't adhere to. A healthy and balanced diet can help maintain your nails.
Kendall, on the list of reasons why I would have a healthy and balanced diet for my nail health would be so low on that list.
Cliff.
It wouldn't even make the list.
Look, I'm helping people, whether it be large or small.
Listen, some people out there are feeling and looking so good. They're like, I'm searching for something that I need to look better.
Some people
are. We might have found it.
Have you met anybody like that? Zac Efron, as you say.
Zac Efron. Who could focus anywhere but on the disco stick, is all I'm saying.
And I was just going to say, protect your nails from damage and clean your nails properly.
And clean your disco stick. But before you do that, don't you
know...
That's
penis health clip.
The adequate sleep is absolutely essential to maintain a healthy body, because that is when the body rebuilds itself.
Well,
and during the night, human growth hormones trigger proteins throughout the body to build new cells and repair damage. And it's only released during sleep, which is why people who stay up all the time are crazy.
And fat. As me. Like me. Oh, God.
People who can't sleep because they do that and they wake themselves up so many times the course of a night.
They do, Cliff. They do. Don't you wake yourself up all the time? And finally, Cliff, my last
every 30,
healthy...
40 minutes, I just have a big...
And you wake up all the listeners that are listening to the show trying to sleep. Cliff, finally.
Some people listen to our show while they're sleeping, and that is okay with us. Although, we're accepting and loving.
Although I don't know how anybody
everyone.
Could sleep through this, Cliff. All right. My last tip is to cure your gray hair with natural remedies.
Oh, what are they?
Well, first of all, do you know why you get gray hair, Cliff?
I don't know.
Well, the foremost reason, of course, is stress. But it's a lack of vitamin B, iodine, iron, or copper in your food. So you need to make sure you eat whole, like vegetables, fruits, whole grains, milk, fish, and dairy products. Why do I feel like I'm on an infomercial right now for health?
No.
But you can use coconut oil in your hair, Cliff. You can use curry leaves, aramint vegetables, gooseberry, or coconut oil and henna mixed together.
Or snozzberries. Kendall, I had knew a girl in high school.
Bald. Yep.
She put mayonnaise on her hair.
I've heard that before, Cliff.
Because it was supposed to make it luxurious.
Oh, well, it didn't. It didn't. It made it look greasy and oily.
Well, and we used to talk about how, for some reason, we used to make kind of fun of her. She's our friend.
Oh, that's so sad.
Because, how did we start? We would talk about her and Whoopi Goldberg being together, floating on a sea of mayonnaise.
Oh,
and
I don't
know how or why it began. Somebody out there who went to high school with me, email me and let me know how we started this whole thing.
Cliff, you are such a bitch.
People right now are out of a rut.
Hey, I am out of a rut. I forgot we're talking about being in a rut because I'm so out of a rut, Cliff. I have been out of a rut for minutes now.
I want us to shake it up. I want us to blast people out of a rut here at the end of the show. I want us to have some lively, happening music instead of our sad music.
Oh, okay.
That's going to blow them up. That's going to change their lives. This is the stone in the middle of a stream.
DJ, hit that hip-hopping music. Oh, because that music is so happy.
And DJ backwards cap.
If our listeners aren't happy, I know how they can get happy, Cliff. They can go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. They can follow us on Twitter at cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall. They can go to Facebook at facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Or they can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT. Not for obese, but for fat.
No. Just it's in you think of it as being for obese.
Yes.
Kendall, the only difference between a rut and a grave is their dimensions. And that was said by Ellen Glasgow. Go.
Oh. Well, Cliff, I have a very, very similar
question. Glasgow
quote.
Go. Yeah.
Many people are in a rut, and a rut is nothing but a grave with both ends kicked out. And that was Vance Harver.
Alan Carver. Who imagines?
Charles Lindbergh, Cliff.
Mrs. Charles.
Jonah.
Wasn't she full of wit and wisdom?
Charles Lindbergh was also known as Jonah sometimes, Cliff.
Jonah. A woman named Jonah. Okay.
This is the show.
There's nothing that I love more than a good stout woman named Jonah.
And I'm so glad
that everybody's been listening. Yeah, thanks. Take me home. Not in a rut. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kiddo. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week with any luck.
We think you are wonderful, just the way you are.
You're happening.
Oh, this show is happening. Yeah, this show is art.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Oh my God, this is crazy.
Go purple or go home.